Best Practices for Intermittent Fasting Success. Here are the 9 best practices that we strongly recommend that you follow to start intermittent fasting and be successful with it. Intermittent fasting is not easy, but the end result will certainly be worth it for you. So embrace the best practices and make your intermittent fasting journey a success. 1. Understand what intermittent fasting is and what it isn't. It is very important that you understand what intermittent fasting is and what it isn't before you get started with it. You need to know that you will have an eating window and a fasting window, and that you must comply with the rules of the fasting window for the best results. Knowing how intermittent fasting works will help. 2. Intermittent fasting benefits. There are more benefits to intermittent fasting than just consistent weight loss. It can help to repair your cells to eliminate waste cells. It can break down insulin resistance to stabilize blood sugar levels. It can improve your brain function and reduce inflammation in your body. Keep all of these benefits in mind so that you persist with intermittent fasting. 3. Commonly asked questions about intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting didn't originate from any particular place. Our ancestors used to live like this. Some days there was food and other days nothing. It is safe for most people to participate in intermittent fasting, but always consult your doctor first. The best intermittent fasting method to start with is the easiest one, which is probably the Lean Gains 8-16 method. 4. Choose the right intermittent fasting method. There are several different types of intermittent fasting methods. The difference between them is the amount of time that you will fast. You will get the best results with methods that have longer fasting periods. But always remember that it is not easy to fast for longer periods when you are just starting with intermittent fasting. 5. Choose a healthy diet. Some of the intermittent fasting methods allow you to eat whatever you want during your eating window. This is fine to get started, but you will get better results if you change to a healthy, calorie-deficient diet. 6. Get started with intermittent fasting. A lot of people think about getting started with intermittent fasting, but never get around to it. It is essential that you decide on a start date and go for it. Choose an eating window that will work best for you and plan what you will eat. Plan to introduce some regular exercise as soon as you can. 7. Avoid intermittent fasting mistakes. There are a lot of common mistakes that people make with intermittent fasting. People tend to give up too easily. If you make a mistake, then just try again. Not having a plan will not help, nor will trying to use an intermittent fasting method that demands too much of you. Getting your eating window wrong is another common mistake. 8. Daily intermittent fasting success. Set goals for your intermittent fasting. How much weight do you want to lose? By when? Write your goals down on paper and use them to motivate you. Create a daily schedule and stick to it. Plan how many meals you will eat during your eating window. Stay hydrated, especially during fasting periods. 9. Scale up your intermittent fasting. You can reach a plateau with an intermittent fasting method where you will not get the results you want. Your body adapts to the method. In this situation, you need to scale up to an intermittent fasting method that has a longer fasting period.